This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome into the happy hour, everybody. Final couple of segments here of Gwynn and Chris. For this Wednesday edition of the program, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Seattle. He and Jesse Agler will have the call tonight. Probably won't be quite as historic as last night's call. Unless Michael King pitches a, you know, perfect game or something.
A no-no, perfect.
Or, you know, Fernando hits four homers tonight. Something historic could happen.
Four homers would be great.
That'd be historic, you know. But last night was historic. Manny Machado became the Padres' all-time leading home run hitter with number 164 in a Padre uniform. What'd you think about our discussion during the Big Five about Manny kind of being right there in terms of being on the Mount Rushmore? I mean, I think, first of all, let me ask you, because I didn't get time to throw this in there, but Tony's dad, I think Dave Winfield, Hall of Fame, Trevor Hoffman is another name that I didn't even mention in the first part of the discussion. Randy Jones, you know, hard to totally dismiss Randy. The guy put the Padres franchise on the map. They didn't even exist really in the minds of anybody
until
Randy Jones came around. Those four, Jake Peavy right there, and then you can make a case for the Caminitis and, you know, a bunch of other guys. But Manny's getting close if he's not there already. So, you know, I think it's interesting. You know, where do you put Manny? And how much do you appreciate Manny? You know, when he's been here, the Padres have been a legit contender. 2020, they were in the playoffs. It was a short year. 2021, they were there until the September
collapse.
22, they were in. 23, they were relevant all year. They just came up short. Disappointing season, et cetera. 24, they're there. Hopefully, they'll be in. So every year that Manny's been here, they've been relevant. It's not easy to say that about a lot of five-year stretches in Padre baseball. And in that time, man, he's set the home run record. He's played unbelievable defense. He's been the team leader, whether you want him to be or not, he is. Whether you think he's vocal enough or not, he is the leader. They take his lead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Manny's got to be in the conversation there.
He absolutely,
you know, I'm
going to
have a soft spot for Randy.
Yeah.
I've known him for, you know, 100 years. I'm not ready to, you know, take the lefty off the board, you know. But Trevor's pretty tough to keep off of there.
You have to put him.
Tony's got to be up there, yeah. And I think Winfield. I mean, this guy's one of the greatest athletes in history, let alone Padre history. I don't know. It's everybody has their own Mount Rushmore.
You made a good point, though.
Manny's. God, he's getting close if he's not there.
You made a good point, though, that Nate Colbert wasn't on the Mount Rushmore just for his home runs,
no.
Which is what we would be putting Manny on there
but
for,
to an extent. To an extent, that's why we're talking about it. But the more I think about it, Manny's done a lot more than this, hit the home runs.
So the Padres, in their history, I think this is their 18th winning season
yes.
out of 50-something
right.
years.
Right, they've won 82 games now, so they clinched a winning season. They're 18th out of 55 years, or 56 years.
So
not
in,
great.
In Manny's time,
three out of five.
He's had one.
Or four out of five.
Two, three, four, yeah, four out of five.
Yeah, so Manny's helped them accomplish things that they really haven't accomplished a lot. Anyway, that's why the Mount Rushmore things, they're fun to talk about, but they're hard to really come up with an actual answer. There's a lot of different ways you can look at it.
I wish there was more than four on a Mount Rushmore, because it's so hard to, like, we're just watching the Yankees on TV. How are you ever going to put a Mount Rushmore with the Yankees
Mount Rushmore
together?
Well, it starts with Juan Soto. And then you go.
And then Aaron Judge.
And then you start thinking about the Babe and Lou Gehrig and, you know, people
Joe
like that.
Joe DiMaggio.
DiMaggio and Mantle. Yeah.
I mean, all those guys. How are you going to
But first
rate
you
them?
Get Juan Soto. Then you go with the rest of the guys.
Juan Soto's the first one on the
first
list.
First guy on there.
Is Manny. Okay, let me ask this. Manny the only one currently on the roster who you think has a shot at eventually being on the Mount Rushmore?
No.
Because Fernando could be on there? But Fernando, he's got to do a lot more.
Fernando's got to do a lot more. How about Jackson Merrill? He does 19 more seasons of this. You're going to make room for him, too.
They're going to have to move him to the front.
Yeah, so, no, you can't say Manny's the only one. I would say if everybody in a Padre uniform right now, make sure before I blurt this out, he's probably the only guy that you could consider for the Hall of Fame.
Yes, maybe
Fernando again, not yet. Jackson Merrill, not after 1 year. I'm not ready to put him in.
Is Yu Darvish a Hall of Fame?
No.
Type caliber?
Darvish is a Hall of Very Good. He's not a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Brandon wants to know if Peavy's on the Mount Rushmore, and no, Chris
said
during
it. I just said he's right there. He's crawling to hang on. But
yeah.
I got Randy, I got Trevor, I got T, and I got, you know, Winfield, and I got Manny and Peavy in the waiting room. So it's close. It's close.
I can't comment on Dave Winfield because I wasn't really.
Yeah, and a lot of people might say, you know, Winfield, you know, he's a Yankee and he was in everything, but he was he was good. All right, let me also catch everybody up on the news of the day. Padres made a couple of transactions. First, Martin Perez goes on the paternity list. He was originally scheduled to pitch today. Michael King is taking that spot. I'm assuming Dylan Cease will have to move up to Friday night against the Giants. Martin, God love you. Take care of your family. Next time, plan better. The guy was in the World Series last year with Texas. He should know better than for his wife to be, you know, giving birth in the during the September stretch run. Sorry, but that's just my my feeling on it.
You've irked some of the people.
Have I irked people with that?
Yes, because
really,
we can't, like, I understand that some people. I don't even know why I'm going.
You don't think if you're a Major League Baseball player, you don't think, you know, God, what? I mean, if my wife gives birth in October and I'm in the middle of the World Series, am I going to not play? I mean, yes, family's number one. But the point is, you can have the baby. You can wait a couple months. Why am I alone in this argument here?
Because
why are people pushing back? What are they pushing back with?
And my family, there was a person in my family that had this trouble, but they couldn't have children, and that's why.
So they finally were able to have it, and you couldn't say what time you wanted them.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
that's a fair.
It's a fair point, but we're just having fun here. We're not.
Yes,
like,
I'm not making
literally
a,
making fun of
yes,
him.
Yes, I'm not going to rake him over the coals. I'm just saying. Martin Perez paternity list. Also, Padres bring up Brandon Lockridge from AAA El Paso. He's a 27-year-old ball player drafted by the Yankees in 2018, I think it was. And he scored 46 bases this year. He's hit two home runs. He's not going to, you know, knock your socks off, but he may steal you a run here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to give you a little scouting report on this guy. Brandon Lockridge is an outfielder. He comes up. Also, Tom Cosgrove comes back to the, you know, bullpen. Give you another lefty there. So who else is gone? Because he'd have to get rid of somebody. Luis Camposano goes to the minor leagues. There you go.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Lots of people celebrating in the streets, by the way. Do you see them all out there? Do you see them on the freeway? They're all celebrating. They got out of their cars, Chris.
Looks like there's a little party on the 15. I got to agree with you. I'm not joining that party. I'm a fan of Camposano's, and I, you know, wish it hadn't ended like this for him.
Chris, they're saying, by the way, on Martin Perez, if they won the World Series, the celebration was right after the World Series. meaning it would have been November, December. So maybe it was a World Series baby. He's doing the math in his head.
So September. No. September is 9 months ago is January. Correct.
Okay, that does poke a couple holes in the
correct
theory. Well, yes, because nine minus. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Pokes holes in the theory.
All right. Let's see. Padres have the same lineup tonight as they had last night. That means Elias Diaz, who is kept ahead of Campusano, is not in there. Higashioka is catching again tonight. Same exact nine with Bogart still at shortstop, et cetera, et cetera. We wanted to hear from Mike Shildt, pregame presser in Seattle, but we haven't received any of that information yet. Normally we have that by now.
Let me check.
For those Padre fans who want to hear.
Oh, here. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, do we have something?
Just went up a minute ago.
Why don't you play? I mean, this is going to be unscreened, and the way this show has gone today, it could be a debacle.
Don't even.
We've had issues today.
Don't even start.
Do you want to just take a chance and play this to hear what he says about?
Well, it says Mike Shildt discussed the team's decision to option Luis Camposano.
All right. Let's hear what he says.
Luis Camposano going down. He started the season playing virtually every day. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it was a tough decision. Clearly a tough conversation for everybody involved, especially Campy. But started the season with us and did a nice job for us. Higgy came on and asserted himself. Got comfortable with the staff. Started to get more time. You know, Campy missed a little bit of time, which created more of an opportunity for Higgy that he seized. You know, we were able to pick up Diaz, you know, a veteran guy that clearly has had success in this league, you know, all-star MVP, and just looked up and recognized, you know, Campy wasn't getting as much time, and still a younger player that's grown a ton. You know, he's really grown a ton behind the play, a lot of different phases of his game, preparation's really, really good, but just decided that best for him and us at the moment to go down and go play.
What do you hope to see out of Diaz? I mean, obviously he's now going to get a little more chance, and you guys have 20 games or so, whatever it is left in the season. What do you hope to see from Diaz?
You know, just what we've seen across the way, what we've seen, you know, more of since he's been here. Just continue to get to know him, but, you know, receive well, game management, you know, take his good, productive, professional at-bats, but really just do what he can to run the staff.
Special guest appearance there by Kevin Acey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Mike Shildt, as he does so well, putting some nice makeup on that pig.
But I do appreciate that.
Of course. What's he supposed to say? Campusano is stunk. He hasn't got the job done. We got to get rid of him for now.
I mean, there are some fans that think that is the way to go, but I don't think it is.
I agree. I think you say something positive. You still support this guy. You never know when you might need him again.
Yeah, and you want to put him in a good headspace.
You meet the same people, you know, going up the ladder as you do going back down the other side.
Good point.
And I think Mike Shildt understands that. And why rip Campusano? Why? He may come back. Elias Diaz or Higashioka, knock on wood, but, you know, they could get hurt in the next 3 weeks, and you got to bring Campusano back. You don't want to send him down there and say, well, we just, you know, he stunk.
I mean, if you say that he stunk, you can't bring him back.
Right.
What changed in like a week, say?
Yeah, it's a tough one, you know, and I like what Mike Shildt said. It was a tough conversation today, especially for Campusano. You know, yeah, he was the one getting the bad news.
I can imagine that conversation being incredibly difficult for
I wouldn't have
manager.
An easy time of it.
No.
You know, when I know this guy's put his heart and soul into everything for me this year.
And this is like, I mean.
And here we are 2.5 weeks before maybe a World Series run. And we're saying that we don't need you to be a part of it. It is difficult.
That's tough.
It is, man. Guy's just a, you know, he's a guy. He's got a, you know, family.
He's got feelings. I know that some people don't think athletes have feelings, but he's got feelings.
He's got feelings.
He's got feelings. You know what? If I were to be sent down, I would be extremely upset.
Oh, really tough.
I would start questioning my career. I would start questioning everything I know about baseball. I would start questioning, am I good enough?
It had to be hard enough for Campusano just to lose his starting job. And now to
he's
lose
had to
his,
watch that.
Yeah, he's had to go through that for the last 3 months. Now he's had to watch himself go to the minors. There's still time for him to get back. Not this year, though. They're not going to make this move
like
now.
You say not this
no,
year.
They're not going to bring him back in 2 weeks unless, like I said, somebody gets hurt.
I'm curious what happens with Campy in the offseason.
We'll see. I can't worry about that now. I can't worry about Kim now. I can't worry about Campusano now. I just can't worry about stuff I don't have now. I have to go with what I got. I'm trying to hang on to a playoff spot. The Mets won again today. They're putting the heat on. Braves are losing 4-0. Maybe I can pick up some ground. Let's go.
Hey, the chat is really excited that today you have mentioned Alanis Morissette. You have mentioned Rocco twice now.
Yeah.
And you have also talked about the birds and the bees on the show.
A little sex education on the show today.
Yes. And I've messed up. This has been a really memorable show.
It's been all over the place. What are you going to do? When we come back, we're going to finish it up with some fun. And let me ask you this. And then don't answer and go to break. Who is the greatest athlete in the history of sports to wear the number 19? Check traffic. We'll discuss that and some other stuff along those same lines when we finish up Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:24 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Sam Levitt's outside. Soon he'll be inside the studio, getting you ready with the EcoWater SoCal Padre pregame show. Scravy's here, and we're hanging out. Don't forget tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It's the Padre Roundtable, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk. Ben and Woods, Annie Nelson, myself. Tony, I think, will be in Seattle or San Francisco, actually, tomorrow because they're moving on to the Bay. Tony and I will be on at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. With no Padre baseball tomorrow, we will carry the Thursday night football game. Bills-Dolphins. You guys can give me the what for about that game tomorrow.
If you guys lose, are you going to panic a little bit about your
season? Panic?
Yeah.
Yes. Just like the Jet fans are already panicking at 0-1.
I could totally imagine if, say, Tua has a pedestrian game, you coming in here on Friday being like, I'm done with the Dolphins.
No. No, I would not be. After two games, I won't be thrilled. But two games is a little early. Look, I've already told you the whole story is going to come down to December with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's where they're going to have to win some games. And their schedule is, you know, other than this Buffalo game, is very easy up until December. So I think they're going to have a fine record. It's just a matter of whether they can win in the end.
They should petition for some of those late games to be at home instead of in the cold of Buffalo.
They get one of them at home in December against your Niners, which I don't call that an easy game. All right, let's move on from that. This is the subject. I got 10 minutes left or so. So I had a ton of fun with this. I'm going to say 20 years ago, there was a guy in the Denver Post, and I forget his name, honestly. Great writer in Denver. My mother-in-law, Carrie, God love her, cut out the article. He did a beautiful spread, and at the time, it was something I had never seen before. And what he did was he took the middle center of the paper, and they did a beautiful layout, and they put, according to him and all of his research, the greatest athlete ever to wear every number from 0 to 99. And I thought this was incredible. I thought it was great fodder for sports talk. So I brought it to the radio. And we did a Saturday and a Sunday show.
Oh my gosh.
About this for two straight days. It's all anybody wanted to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
Now, since then, I think a lot of people have kind of put lists like this together. It's much more... it's easier to come up with all the information, computers, Googling. You can Google who's the greatest number four.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of athletes who wore number four will come up.
That's what I did.
And then you can choose.
That's what I did.
Right? So, but when the first list was put out, that wasn't, you know, part of the equation.
No, this person did some, like, real research.
A ton of stuff. So it was a fun list. I had a lot of fun with it. Here's what I don't remember everything about the list, but here's one thing I do remember about it. As of 20 years ago, 25 maybe, I don't have the exact year, when they got to the number 19, the choice that was made then was not Tony Gwynn. And as much as I would choose Tony Gwynn in any day, shape, or form, I didn't necessarily disagree with the choice they made. They went with Johnny Unitas.
Oh, yeah.
Who's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
Who won three MVPs. And until Joe Montana came around, was pretty much considered the greatest ever to play. Johnny U. So, you know, he was kind of the greatest number 19. Tony had to kind of come in second. Which I didn't think is too shabby.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Anyway, I'm looking at this came out today from the Sporting News. And it's an updated list of all of this stuff.
Okay.
And here's how updated it is. Their greatest number 17 is now Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, so it's up to date.
Right. He's already passed every other person who had been there before. John Havlicek comes to mind, a great Celtic guard, number 17, some others. But... that's how up-to-date this list is. When you get to the number 19 on this list, Peyton Manning is 18. Number 19, Tony Gwynn. They go with Tony Gwynn.
In the list that I Googled, too, Tony Gwynn was at the top.
Tony Gwynn gets it. Johnny Unitas is listed as an honorable mention. Again, if we had this discussion in Baltimore, where Johnny Unitas played, it would be a different outcome. Huh?
I said we would be furious.
Well, you can't be furious, even if you're the biggest Tony Gwynn fan ever, which I am. If you lose out, somebody's opinion is Johnny Unitas, it's a fair argument. Johnny Unitas was pretty good. But I love to see Tony in the discussion. I love to see that he won this one. It's a nice feather in his cap.
It is.
Some of the other winners that have local ties, by the way, and you can probably find this somewhere in Sporting News, or I think it's under New Arena.
It
has some sort of connection to Sporting News. I don't know where I find this stuff, so I don't know how to direct everybody to
Chris
it.
Chris will be like sitting there in a commercial break.
And I'll
like,
just find something, yeah.
Top 30 hot dogs? Yes, please.
I look at it. Michael Jordan's pretty easy for number 23, Willie Mays 24. Marshall Faulk was rated the number 20, top 28. 28. San Diego State's. Jimmy Johnson, El Cajon.
Oh, he's 48.
The car driver, 48.
Okay, that's...
yeah.
All right.
And 85.
George
got a local tie.
George Kittle.
No. He does not have a local tie. So he did not win the 85.
It's Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates is the 85. Anyway, I don't have time to go through every number, But it's fun to me, anyway. To some people, maybe it's not fun. And it's certainly something to stoke conversation.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
So when I Googled top number 19, top athletes with the number 19,
okay.
Tony Gwynn came up first in this list.
Right.
Number two, I disagree with wholeheartedly.
Okay.
It's Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah, 19 with the Chiefs.
For like 2 years or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
He was number 16.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on this list here, Montana is the number 16.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, I don't really think a Joe is 19 too often. Patrick Mahomes is the number 15 on this. He's already passed Nikola Jokic and others before him.
I guess that's right. But number eight could be like Steve Young, Troy Aikman, just off the top of my head. Kobe could be there too. Is Kobe considered an eight or a 24?
Yogi Berra was a number eight. Winner here, Kobe Bryant.
Okay. That makes
sense. Steve Young, Yogi Berra, and Alexander Ovechkin, honorable mention.
I mean, they're all very good.
All pretty good. Anyway, I had fun with this, and I'm not kidding you, it was 25 years ago when this first, and now it's easy kind of to do.
Yeah, it was easy.
But back then,
easier,
it was
yes.
almost impossible to come up with this. Who could research guys wearing number 68?
How do you even find that information, except for if you go through box scores?
I had the guy on from the Denver Post who did the article because I told him I was making a big deal out of it. He came on the show, and he said that he spent months and months going through old yearbooks, college yearbooks.
Oh, my gosh.
And pro yearbooks that used to list
yes.
every player in the franchise history.
This sounds like a project.
It was that's what I mean. It was some sort of kind of undertaking, whereas now you just type it in. And you can decide for yourself.
What about Willis Reed? He's number 19. He's on this list.
Willis Reed was good. He was great for a moment. He won one MVP, but Tony beat him.
Joey Votto's also on the list. I know he doesn't beat Tony, but...
Yeah.
Lance Allworth?
Steve Yzerman was a good 19.
Oh, yeah. Steve Yzerman.
Robin Yount. And Lance Allworth's a hell of a call. He was one of the greatest wide receivers ever.
Oh, here's.
You got another
one? Keyshawn Johnson.
Put Keyshawn in the running with T.
Yeah, Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
Vern Mickelson. I have no
idea
who
Vern
is.
Now you're getting out of hand.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, I don't know what number he is, but he's number one in our hearts. Sammy Leavitt. Padre pregame show, EcoWater SoCal pregame show, then hopefully another victory over the Mariners tonight. Tony and I are back along with Scraby at 2 o'clock tomorrow ahead of Thursday night football. Tonight, enjoy Wednesday night baseball. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.